Armodoxy for today, Transfigured Reaction. Part 2 of the Transfiguration of Jesus Christ. The Transfiguration, as recorded in the Gospels, tells how three disciples, Peter, John, and James, witnessed a glimmer of the divine light. Jesus was transfigured, says the Gospel. His face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two historical figures, Moses and Elijah, the symbol of the law and the prophets, appear in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. A voice from above is heard, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Peter turns to Jesus and says on behalf of his disciple brethren, "Lord, it's good that we are here. I will put up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Now, certainly, under any other circumstance, we would compliment Peter's initiative and thoughtfulness to look after the comfort of the guests. But today, Jesus is radiating the divine light. He's shining. For a moment of singularity, we humans are given a glimpse of the eternal presence, of the light that shines in the darkness, of the transfigured Christ. And his response? "Let me make you three tents." A message was being conveyed, but it was ignored. Now, whether intentional or not is secondary to the fact that he was consumed by worldly interests in the face of this most auspicious event. Now, Peter's response to this event is not too much different from our response to God's presence in our life today. Messages are being sent to us daily, several times during a day. But intentionally or not, we lose sight of the beauty. How many flowers or trees did you pass today on your walk or your drive? I imagine you passed by so many that familiarity bred contempt, and you passed by without standing in awe that each of these are a miracle of seedlings, soil, and sun coming together. How often have we ignored a child's plea for attention, only to chase after some insignificant matter? Is that child's cry not the voice of God? When have we truly remarked at the miracle of life, of a single heart beating for 20, 40, 80, or 100 years? And to think, every night the stars, the galaxies, the universe comes out on display, and we walk in another direction until the morning light makes them all vanish. The transfiguration of Jesus Christ is a reminder of the awesome glory of God that shines, that radiates all around us. The Christ light is there, waiting for our reaction. We can stand in awe of a sunset, or we can put on sunglasses, pull up an umbrella, or come inside and turn on the light switch. Christ was transformed. The law and the prophets had gathered around him. The voice of the Father is heard. Peter and the disciples had a choice on how to react, as do we every day. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, when you transfigured and radiated the light which came to us from the beginning of time, you gave us yet another opportunity to connect to eternity. Guide me to find glimpses of light amidst the darkness that seems to consume my thoughts and my paths. May your presence guide my life so that I may celebrate the glimpses of beauty and joy that are always present in my life. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.